George. These are the names of people who died in New York City on September 11th. Winston Grant, Ian Gray, Karen Haggerty, John Heffernan, Michael Eichen, Charles Kazuski, Charles Kaysder, Richard Clares, Farron Glitzman, Myung Woo Lee, Chet Louis, Sarah Lau, Anne McHugh, Rennie Newell, Salvatore Papasso, Ludwig DeCaro, Karen Renda, John Resta, Yayus Sanchez, Edward Strand, Dorothy Temple, Felix Valle, Mita Waller, Barbara Walsh, Jacqueline Young, Julie Zipper, Igor Zekelman.
These are some of the names of the dead of the United States military and other coalition country casualties. Roberto Abad, Michael D. Acklin II, Gennaro Acosta, Stephen Acosta, James F. Adamski, Algernon Adams, Clarence Adams III, Michael R. Adams, Michael S. Adams, Patrick R. Adel, Nicholas Aldrich, Stephen John Albutt, Ronald D. Allen Jr., Glenn R. Allison, Michael J. Allred, Nicanor Alvarez, Daniel R. Amaya, John D. Amos II, Carl Anderson Jr., Ruslan Andrushuk, Christian Adrechak, Andrew Todd Arnold, Jimmy J. Arove, Evan Atha Ashcraft, J. Aubin, Matthew August, Aaron C. Austin, Andrew Julian Aviles, Eric A. Aon, Henry A. Bacon, Andrew Joseph Baddick, Daniel A. Bader, Nathan J. Bailey, Ryan T. Baker, Sherwood R. Baker, Chad E. Bales. We will now have some of the Iraqi civilian casualty names.
Hashim Kamel Radi, Jalal Al-Yusuf, Ibrahim Al-Yusuf, Ahmed Al-Rahi, Sufyan Al-Batania, Abdullah Abanab, Ahmad Al-Enezi. Orman Al-Sirahain, Salima Hashim, Bashar Hashim, Al-Kadim Hashim, Reni Hashim, Hamadi Hashim, Iliad Yassin Ibrahim, Nada Abdullah, Maura Kasim, Gufran Kasim, Muhammad Kasim, Zainab Kasim, Abu Iyad Zatum Yaki, Samad Rabbi, Paris El Ubar, Safai El Bar, Marwa Abbas, Tabarak Abbas, Safiya Abbas, Muhammad Hamza, Tamir Abdul Wahid, Nija Abdul Rida, Najah Hussein, Valentina Yonan Orsalo, Hayatam Rafi, Rahab Sapti, Arish Haki, Mia Yamal Abbas, Hussein Ibrahim, Sahad Shaban, Basham Ghali, Alkan Dayef, Bakad Hassam, Muhammad Hussein, Muhammad Hussein, Ahmad Abdul Hussein, Usam Jameis, Muhammad Muim Muhammad, Walid Shakar, Abdul Rasul, Hilaj Faraj Silo, Manal Sara Alamati, Marahusa Yarish, Valentina Bashra Faraj, Muhammad Ahmad, Samar Hussein, Hussein Abbas, Nadia Khalaf, Zina Akam Hamoudi, Mustafi Akram Hamoudi, Zain Al Abidin Akram Hamou or Zain Adin Akram, Zevrat Akram Hamoudi, Hassan Iyad Hamoudi, Amar Al Huda Said, Nur Al Huda Saad, Wissam Abad, Hassan Hamoud, Kariya Muhammad Hamoudi, Hussein Al-Tayyar, Quasar Al-Tayyar, Hadir Al-Tayyar, Saif Al-Tayyar, Intizar Al-Tayyar, Kala Al-Tayyar, Hindu Ali Al-Tayyar, Filu Abdul Muhad, Radwan Muhammad, Cameron Abduaraz Muhammad, Dua Rahim, Ala Edkin Kalis, Wahir Handi, Beshar Handi, Safa Karim, Sadar Hanza Muzawi, Sahar Sahar, Muhammad Al Sahar, Kizim Ali, Sina Hassad, Rana Hassad, Maria Hassad, Sama Sami, Lana Sami, Miriam Sami, Lava Sami, Salma Amin, Muhammad Almin, Saif Amin, Shema Amin, Muhammad Sulman, Zaid Rafta Jaber, Rana Jaber, Mima Jaber, Malika Jaber, Zahida Jaber, Aura Jaber, Sami Osama, Tariq Ayub, Taras Plastuk, Jose Kuzo, Vashte Aslanin, Hannah Fata, Nicholas Kadurian, Edmund Kadurian, Wael Saab, Noor Abdul, Noor Saba, Abdul Kader, Hamza Muhammad Amur, Jasmine Omar, Ali Ramzi, Abdul Salam, Abdul Ghafif, Rowan Muhammad Salim, Haiti Tamini, Nora Tamini, Arkan David, Kanzi Tahib, Muhammad Al-Barhini, Rashid Majid, Ghazan Majid, Arkan Majid, Udal Al-Shamare, Dana Ali, Lamia Ali, Abdullah Al-Mahid Al-Sadoum, Salim Abdu Adhil, Tumar Abdul Hamid, Hussein Rashid, Walid Saleh Abdel Latif, Abdullah Hamid, Ebtisam Shimisim, Ahmad Multana, Karin Al Mufakin, Sally Al Jumel, Janana Jumel, Abud Siwa, Ala Muhammad Hassin, Ali Salim, Raid Amor, Khalid Lamouri Ahmed, Baladulami, Hassaf Jiman, Wasaf Hadi Duar, Darud Kui, Aziziza, Hadi Jabal Jajim, Muhammad Agir, Ahmed Al Rafil, Nuf Kalef, Ghazal Kalef, Hanazin Jewad, Halaziz Dawad, Hamid Hussein, Mehmed Mutlak, Mehmed Ali Jassim, Hassim Al Jubari, Hassim Muhammad Ali, Salam Muhammad, Kazalji Kuzim Zubar, Hazam Ali Jazim, Abu Bali Jazim, Amar Ali Jazim, Ala Jazim, Tarak Muhammad, Sadi Abdullah Hassin, Ghazi Musa Hasan, Muhammad Sudi Hassan Al-Kubir Al-Kaboos, Mazin Antoon, Hannah Noradam, Quanta Hashim, Jeremy Little, Late Kaleli.
Okay. Thanks, Liz.
Going to read some of the events where people died in Afghanistan. These are all bombing sites the US Air Force bombed. Homes near TV Mountain in center of city. UN's Afghan Technical Consultancy building 1 mile to the west of city center in Kabul. Baysab village on a pass 32 k's out of Kabul. Residences Nangar near the airport. Three missiles hit that one. Shindland Air Base in Farah, missile and bombing attack. Bin Laden's new home under construction at Kandahar Airport, US cruise missile. Radio station, many fatalities in Kabul, a bomb. Airports in Kunduz and Balkh hit by bombs and missiles. Bombs fell close to villages at Makar and Galan, Ghazni. A residence where two people were killed in Kandahar, Herat, also bombs in Herat, Spingar area also bombed. A 400-bed women's hospital in Wazir Aga Khan, 19 fatalities. The bombs fell near the hospital. Neighborhood near Kabul airport, two people killed by US bombing. Kasbah Khan neighborhood near airport and Radio Shariat station at Bibi Mahrur Hill. Between 8 and 12 deaths, at least two cruise missiles. These and many other people have died in Afghanistan and continue to die. US bomb on a mosque including Sultanpur and Kilbad in Sirk Rock village 10 k's west of Jalalabad. Another mosque bombed by the US Air Force in Sanpur, 10 kilometers west of Jalalabad. 10 people killed in a US bombing missile attack on a house in East Kabul, 4 k's east of the city center in a suburb. A US bombing on the town of Marwan, 70 k's west of Kandahar.
Just before I finish, give us as best you can the numbers that have actually died in Afghanistan, Iraq and New York.
Okay, this week the US military admitted to the 1,000th US soldier dying in Iraq and serious like amputees and serious casualties would rate up to about 4,000. And it's significant to know in the American psyche that when they talk about the tragedy of Vietnam in America, it's not about the 2.5 million Indo-Chinese who were killed in that war, it's the 53,000 Americans who died. And it's not even referred to the many who end up without arms and legs at home or homeless or in the prison system. So it's quite significant to the mainstream psyche, the 1,000th death this week. And it's interesting the difference with Vietnam too. One is the censorship of photographs of flag draped coffins. I grew up in the 60s, this was a common visual. Military planes landing from Indochina at Andrews Air Force Base. It was quite a patriotic dirge that would go with the unloading of the coffins, and that was heavily censored until a woman covertly took photographs of some of the coffins while they passed through Saudi Arabia, and of course she lost her job for that. Also, not keeping a body count of the enemy dead is also a new development since the Vietnam War. So it's very hard to say how many have died. And of course, with the new weapon systems such as depleted uranium, the kind of weapons that keep on killing long after they're dropped. Cluster bombs, 15% of them, bomblets are designed not to explode on impact and then service as landmines. In Afghanistan, they actually The same coloured packages, food packages dropped by the UN was the same colour as cluster bomblets, so a lot of children mistook the bomblets for food packages. So it's another indictment on the United States government that they don't even, well, as Damien said, don't name their dead, but they don't even count them anymore, so it's pretty speculative.
Is there any rough counts are coming in, like from Amnesty or Human Rights Watch or anything like that, to give a sense of how many people have died in Afghanistan and Iraq?
Not that I'm aware of. Damien might be better up on it.
Thanks very much. This has been an Indie Media recording. It'll be up online hopefully in about an hour or two.
Great, thank you.